Okay, so in general, we were talking about the question of Mishimiguna Ikilu Bayarabanan, and but our, you know, sort of our core question, which kept coming up, is Mishimiguna is, on the one hand, is like a general meta concern, and it applies itself in different ways. And what we wanted to say is, you know, we really have three questions. Our pictures last time were more fun. Should we? Right? Do we, you know, before we get to whether or not, how we're going to make it, when we're going to make it, do we want to be make it? Right? In terms of our overall goals, you know, is Mishimiguna Hikilu in this case going to be Haik Chomrahi Kulahi? Right? If we allow lowering of our standards, maybe that in the long term will be less effective. It'll make things worse. It's actually better to, you know, have high standards in the beginning and then not need to worry as you go along. Or alternatively, right, we need to make sure that she actually can get married. And then we also need to make sure that he can't be ma'ar. Okay, so we have this interplay. Number two is, how would we do it? And so the first question, you know, number one was the main issue in the sigya, daf bet, right? Where we're asking, oh, should we be makil on the haikulahu chumru, sorry, daf gimel, right? Should we make it simpler to be megarish or not? The next, right, how would we do it? Is the question, okay, well, on one hand, we have, let's say, gzira d'rabanan, which is more machmir, right? Let's say, is, oh, we need to confirm that the get was written l'shma, right? So then the edim need to say, v'fanei nechta. Really, you should need two edim for that. But because in the first place, this is all an extra safety measure to make sure that the get is kasher, so we'll institute the safety measure, but we'll also lower the standards we need in order to know what happened, right? So there, it's on a mechanical level on how we're doing it. Our question is, on the one hand, we have a chumra, right, min d'rabanan, so we have a kula back to sort of put that in balance with the other issues in play, right? So we want to make sure that's a shma, we want to make sure she can get remarried, so we allow the shliach bringing the get to also serve as the proof that it was written in the Shema. Okay, so this way, basically, you have what we want. We have our cake, we get to eat it too. That's the issue. And the whole diyun of Mishimiguna Ikilu is about how we're doing something that we want to do, right? So in terms of should we, is like, oh, let's want to do something. We have to evaluate, do we want to do that, or is that going to cause problems, right? Then when we're doing something, we have to do it in a way which is compatible with our values, right? Both, we want to happily ever after, but we also, Mishimiguna Ikilu, we want her to be able to remarry. But the sort of the third issue that comes into play, and this is really the biggest issue on like a mechanical level, is can we, right? And this is really the Gemara in Yevamos. Right, and but it came up in the Shaklavataria of the Gemara on Daf Yutet and the Gemara on Daf Gimel in Gittin, but it really, really, really comes into play in Yevamos. In the question of Eidech Abnisis Habau, Tosfos and Arsigya asks the following question. He says, wait a second, Haikulahu Chumrahu, right? In the question of the should we's, right, should we be makel and allow the aid, the aid to say it in front of one aid to count in order to say that it's a shema, right? Haikulahu chumrahu, because in the end, if the Baal comes in as ma'arer, we're in trouble. So, bereshi isha rabba, gabe mito chumra, shechmarta aleha besofa, deparech lo lachmir v'lo lekel, mushani mishamiguna ikilu barabanan, lo shayech lemifrach, haikulahu chumrahu. Right? There we can't say haikulahu chumrahu. Why not? Di'i matzrech latrei uba bala muteras lachzor. Because then, right, why would it be helpful? Because then in the happily ever after department, if the Baal comes in as ma'arer, or he says, by the way, I'm not dead, he's not really ma'arer, he's alive, then if she gets remarried with Edim, then she can go back to the original husband. I could consider it a nonase. Idamin hasa b'hashda b'chad teitzei mizeh mizeh. But if we allow her to remarry on one aid, then she can't remarry, go back to the first husband, and she's usher to the second husband. All right, so she's very, you know, no happily ever after, and her whole life gets ruined. So the answer is, why can't we? So why don't we say hayach kulahu chumrahu, right, and demand to aid him, right? Meaning on the should we level, Tosis is asking, before we get to the question of, you know, of being nekil, shouldn't we say, oh, we don't want to be nekil to be matya api eidecha because it'll mess up her happily ever after if we do that, right? It makes it easier for her to remarry, but it makes it harder for her to have a happily ever after, necessarily speaking. So why not? Why is that an issue? Because the hasam zimnim de lefshar letakim kishelo ra elecha. Tosafos says, well, right, if we need witnesses to his death, what if there's only one witness? Or let's say they don't want to come across the, you know, across the planet and be made. Kan yachol l'shalko b'shayim. Right. So here's a very good example here. Tosafos is saying that while on the one hand, right, should be, he's saying, oh, well, maybe we would want to aid him so that we could be makil if the husband turns out not to be dead. Just like here we want to aid him, so that if the husband comes and says, oh, it's not mishma, we could laugh at court, right? Because his answer is very simple, but it's also very but we don't necessarily have that option, right? And like, how would we do it? We couldn't necessarily do that. Because we can't make there be another aid to the fact that he died. We can make two people bring the get. We can't make there be more witnesses to the fact that he died. So, and what it really highlights, just for us, is when we're dealing with the question of Erecha B'Nisus Haval, we don't really have these two questions, or this question, right? Because we don't have wiggle room.
We don't have what?
We don't have wiggle room. It's just that. Not a thing. Why? Because you have whatever we have, as much evidence as we have, right? He's supposedly dead. We have only one witness to attest to that, so we can only confirm it based on that one witness. We don't have more witnesses in our back pocket that we can pull out. The cases in Gittin are both cases where we're setting up the field. We can decide what to do. And our question is, how do we want to do it? Right? How are we going to write the get? How are we going to send the get? Those are all things that we can tell you what to do. Right? This guy died. We can't tell him only die in front of witnesses, right? It's not really an option. Yeah.
The audio cut out for a moment. I didn't hear you in the last
second. In the case of Eidecha B'Nisus Haval, where we have one witness that the husband died, we're not dealing with preemptively deciding how to be megarish so that we reach ideal circumstances. We're dealing post facto with the reality that he died and we only have one witness, right? So Tosafos says that's already a totally different ballgame, okay? So even though here the Gemara is talking about Mishum Aguna and there the Gemara is talking about Mishum Aguna, we're talking about it in two totally different circumstances, Tosafos points out. And this is a critical point in understanding the sugyos, which is our sugyos in Gittin, we want happily ever after, we want her to, but we also want her to get remarried. We need to balance those, and we need to balance those with, right, the structure of the other dinim and other things that we want. How are we going to set it all up? In the case of, we only have one witness that he died, we clearly want to be mati. We need, right? We definitely want to let her remarry because we have no options of how to set it up, right? We can't demand only one aid, sorry. So now the question is going to be what? Then the question is, can we? Exactly. Right? We know that we can't tell you, oh, we want X, Y, or Z, right? The question is only, is there a way to allow her to remarry? Because it's all post facto. It's not preemptive. Okay, and that's a critical distinction between the two sikhs. Okay, so let's open up the Gemara in Yibamot. Ha'isha shahalach ba'ala v'bidyas hayam, u'ba'u v'amru la meis ba'alech v'niseis, v'achar kach ba ba'ala teitzei mizeh u'mizeh, u'tzrich haget mizeh u'mizeh. In la tzuvah, lo peros, lo zonos, lo blaus, lo azev, lo azeh, and she'd have to give it back, and the v'ar's moms are mizeh u'mizeh, basically, right, it's pretty pretty apocalyptic if it turns out that he's not dead. Okay? The end of the Mishnah says, if she's nises al pi bezdin, teite uptura mi bezdin, really it's not, it's bad, but she basically can return to the original husband. Okay? So, midiktani seifa, nises shelo birshos, the Mishnah says at the end, if she gets remarried without the Rishos of Bezdin, meaning with Edim, two Edim, muteres lachzor lo, shelo birshos Bezdin, ela be'edim. That's dealing with when there are Edim. Michal de resha birshos Bezdin, ube'ed echad, alma eid echad ne'eman. Right, when the Mishnah says nises shelo birshos Bezdin, that means we're talking about a case of eid echad. So says the Mishnah, you see that in the Eid Echad is Neman.
Would you mind clarifying, just logistically speaking, what does Rishut Beitin versus not Rishut Beitin look like?
Yeah, so basically, the Rishus Bezdin means she goes to Bezdin, and Bezdin, based on this Eid Echad, tells her she's allowed to remarry.
So is Rishut Beitin by definition with Edit?
Pardon?
Rishut Beitin is by definition with Eid Echad?
In this case, it's
like a little within the context of this Mishnah.
In the context of this Mishnah, that's what it.
Okay,
what,
I just want to clarify that point. Okay, thank you.
Right. Let's see. Right, Rashi. Shelo al pi bezdin, right? Ela be'ed. Chayev as carbon to shogeg. See, the angel honestly patur mikarbon yivay la'lam tunei. But Bershus bezdin is you go to bezdin and bezdin tells you right what you need. Why do we call it that? Hopefully we'll actually have a shiur on that. Like, why are we calling it Birshus Bezdin, Shelo Birshus Bezdin? What's the role of Bezdin in this whole thing? Hopefully we'll get into that at some point. Before the end of the year. Right? So definitely good on noticing that. But for our purposes in this year, it's just, right, Eid Echad, you go to Bezdin and Bezdin says, yeah, you can go. If you have two Eidim, you don't even need to go to Bezdin. And it works. Okay. So what's the Gemara say so far? Alma Irechad Neman, right? It's the case of Irechad. Guy comes and says he's dead. You see that Meikra Hadin, there's no problem. You can rely on this one Irechad that he's dead. Utna Nami, Hochzekulios Masian Alpi Irechad, Isha Mipi Isha, Isha Mipi Eved, Mishifa, Alma Irechad Neman. Right? You don't really need Eidos to prove that he's dead. Eid Echad is Neman, Eid Mipi Eid is Neman, V'chuk, Utna Nami, Eid Echad Omer Achal Tachile, V'hu Omer Lo Achal Tipater, Taima Da Amar Lo Achal Tipater, Ha'ishtig Mehemen, Alma Eid Echad Mehemen Midde Oraisa. Okay? Oh, you see that in general, an Eid Echad is believed. Right? An Eid Echad is reliable proof. Okay? Minalan, then the Gemara goes into the question, well, how do we know that? What's the assumption? What's the so far the stage of the Gemara? Right. Why are we believing this Eid Echad?
Because there's no, I mean, Ekilu Barbanan, but then also there's no one there to contradict him.
Right. Right. There's no reason not to. So far in the Gemara, right? Eid Echad is Mehemen Midaraisa. So, right. Why are we believing this guy?
But only in a case where no one says anything otherwise. As soon as there's any contradictory evidence, he loses his Nehemanu.
Right. But in this case, the guy comes and says the guy's dead. So the Gemara is saying, oh, you see, right, that our Eid Echad is Nehemanu. Right? Hey. But the assumption of the Gemara is what happens? We have this aid. We believe that the guy is dead. Everything's fine. Now the Gemara challenges that and says, wait a second, right? Well, how do we know that? Where does that come from? It goes through the cases of Eidecha Neman B'Isurin, right? Where we say that an Eidecha is Neman B'Isurin, and you can rely on an Eidecha, let's say, to establish if something is kosher. So in all those cases, the Gemara says, Midami, Hasam Lois Chazek Yisura, those, we don't have any reason to believe that it's Aser, we just don't know. Hacha is Chazek Yisura, the Ishazesh. Here we know she's an Ishazesh, we know she's married. The in davar she'erva pachos mishnayim. Two separate things. One is in davar she'erva pachos mishnayim. In order to change something with davar she'erva, we should need two. And is chazik isura deish ish. Even if we're applying the rules of eidecha neman b'isurin, here we know, right, that she was an ish ish. And now we're trying to change the established fact. Okay, so example, you have a piece of meat and it's been established that it's treif, you can't then have an eidecha come and say that it's kosher. Or at least it's not obvious that that would work. Right? Halo damya elo lechaticha divada chile va'asa eidecha v'amar barli v'shuman hava dilo mehemen. Right? Okay, and moreover, then it gives some other cases where mishum tibiyadu l'takno, where we say if the person themselves can actually effect the change that they're claiming took place, for example, right, if someone says that their tevel has now been chulin because he took trumas u'maisros, since he actually could take trumas u'maisros, we believe that he did. Right? But here, the eid echad isn't capable of making her an amana. Okay, so we should basically, the rules of Eidecha Neman B'Isurin shouldn't apply. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara asks, okay, so he gufa minalan. So why is the Eidecha Neman to be matir in the case of Eidecha who says that the husband died? Amar Rabbi Zeira, mitoch chomer shechmarta alecha b'sofa, tekila alecha b'tchila. Because we're so machmir at the end, we're mikil in the beginning. Okay? Well, I'm going to get into exactly what that means, but essentially what we're saying is because we're so machmir, if she's wrong, right, we allow her to remarry. It acts as a counterweight to allow us to say, we'll let her remarry because she, you know, we're going to make sure, we're going to know 100% that he's really dead before she goes remarry. Lo lichmar velo lekel. So wait, why not be mako and not be machmir either, right? Follow the regular rules. Answer is mishumikuna ikilu bei rabban. Okay. Here, we have an interesting conundrum, okay? We started off with assuming that the eid echad is actually an emma, right? And then we said, okay, why? So Rabbi Zeira says, because of the chomer shechmarta leha sofa, because of the repercussions, if we're wrong, she's allowed to remarry, even though we only have eidah. Okay? Then the Gemara says, well, why not just leave things be? And three is, mishamiguna hikilu ba rabban. So the question is as follows. Why? Right? Why do we say that she can remarry?
You're asking in terms of the can we?
Yeah, right. So first of all, I think we have two questions. One, right? One is can we? How can we? The Gemara says he gufa minalan. Right? How can we let her get remarried? And then we have this lo lachmir v'lo lekel. Right? Why not be lekel and not be machmir? Right? And we said mishum b'nei kibul ba rabbanu. So are we saying that the Yishem Chomer Shechmarta La B'Sofa Ekalta La B'Tchila is the reason why she can get remarried? Or she can get remarried Yishem Iguna, but because Yishem Iguna we're being Mekel, we're being Machmer Alecha B'Sofa.
Repeat the second option again, please.
We started off with the assumption that the Eid Echad is Nem, right? And then the Gemara challenges that. Then it says, okay, he grew from Inaman. So Zera says, because of the Chomer that we're Machmer at the end, we're Mikel in the beginning. We ask, why are we doing that? Right? And we said, because of Iguna, Kilu Barabanan. Is the Mishum Iguna, Kilu Barabanan, the reason why she's allowed to remarry? Or is the fact that the Chomer Shechmarta Leha B'Sofa, Hekalta Leha B'Tchila, the Chomer Shebesofa is the reason why she can get remarried? Or is the Eid Echad the reason why she can get remarried? Mm. Right? And the Mitoch Chomer is an explanation of a should be, would be.
Right. So to me, this relates back to what we spoke about last time, that we were having a dialogue between the we want her to remarry and the repercussions in terms of happily ever after. And there's an element of both. We want the logistical outcome to be able to be her getting married, but we don't want her to end up in this awful place because Eish is a serious issue. And so there are both Chumra and Kulot in there that make for a very complicated situation.
Right. So right, in terms of historically, very good. So right, one way to read this is consistent with our historical understanding of Mishum Iguna and Kilu Be'achad, right, which focuses on these. The Gemara talked about Kanmi. The Gemara talked about Kanmi, right? And the Kanmi was about Eid Echad, right? At that stage of the Gemara, nonetheless, we have this Chumrah that we're Machmir Aleha B'Sofa, right? Why were we doing that? Exactly what you're saying, right? We need to make sure that before, you know, should we? So we say, oh, well, we will, but we also want to make sure we don't have any stitch. So the way we'll do it is we'll also have these repercussions if she's wrong, if we're wrong, right? Exactly. That's definitely what's going on in the beginning when we said, Eid Echad is neman midarais, right? But now, what if, but the Gemara challenges this, right? When the Gemara challenges this, it is also changing the role of Mishum Iguna Kilu Barabanan that we had elsewhere.
Right.
Maybe we're rejecting this, but if we're rejecting this, how can we?
Well, I also don't know how I feel about the comparison between the potential Iguna and a piece of meat. I think if something is chalev or not, it's not going to suddenly. It was chalev or not before or after, regardless of what the person says, it's just who's more convincing. In the case of an aguna, if you introduce a new piece of evidence, she changes from an Eish to Eisha, not Eish to Eish, based on whether we know that he's dead.
Right. Includes that. You're saying. Oh, one second. Let's do the share. You're right. Right. When it comes to the chalev, oh, hi, Dan. When it comes to chalev, right, the Gemara says, wait a second, if you had a million eidim, right, hasam afilu asu be meya lo mehemini, hacha kivan dechi asu be trei mehemini, right, so chad nami lehemini. Exactly your question, right? Midi dehava tevel hekdish mekonamos. Okay, so the answer here is, yeah, we might accept the right that you're better off than there, right, of the case of Chilev, but here you still might need two witnesses.
Okay.
So you're totally right. But the Gemara still says that shows a difference, that doesn't prove that you're good at it. Right? Just to we'll catch up, Dan. Right? In general, by Iguna, we have three applications, three questions, right? Should we be Makil? Is being Makil going to be helpful or ultimately harmful? Because of, right, we want everyone both to get remarried, but also to live happily ever after. Right? Sometimes being Makil and remarrying leads to disaster for the happily ever after. How do we do it, right? How do we balance practically? Sometimes, even if we want to, we're going to want to do it in a way which optimizes our results. For example, we might say, oh, we are going to be Makil, Mishum, or how we're going to be Machmir to get Eidos on the Lishma, or we can be Megill and allow you to use your Eidos on the Lishma. And the third and last question is, can we, right? So in the case of a Takana Darabanan, creating a Chumra, then the Rabbanan can also be Megill and then use the Kula, right? Or if our question is, we want it to be Machmir for X reasons in general, but by Ishos, by Get, like in Gemara and Yotet, where we allow you to use less awesome Edom, we can because we're just not going to, right? We're the ones who are making trouble. Let's say the trouble is coming from the Din D'oraisa, right? Is, let's say the trouble is already there. Let's say we're in trouble and now we're trying to get out of trouble, right? So here, our Gemara started off with, oh, well, we have an Eid Echad that says the husband died. He should be Neman, because Eid Echad is Neman Midoraisa. Right? Eid Echad Neman Misuri. Right? We kind of knocked that out, says the Gemara, because, right? Davar Sheba Erva, right? And then Chazik Isura, right? Both were dealing with Davar Sheba Erva, and it is Chazik Isura, in which case Eid Echad should not be Neman, right? So now we have a problem. Are we still saying Eid Echad? And if we are, how are we doing that? And number three is, Mishum Eguna Kili Be Rabbanan still functioning in these? Or is Mishum Eguna Kili Be Rabbanan actually functioning to allow us to do what we should not be able to do? Right? Mishum Eguna is generally a motivation, a factor, a value. Here, helping us, do something that we normally couldn't do. Okay, right? The Gemara says, "Mishum chomer she'echmiru aleha," right? Because we're so machmir, if you got it wrong, we allow her to remarry. Okay, and mishum iguna kilu be'arvan. Okay, is the mishum iguna the reason why we're gonna allow her, even though there's only a eid echad, or is Mishum Iguna, right, while we're going to, going on the Eid Echad, is that what's helping us? Is it independent of the Eid Echad? And is the Chomer Shech Marta a reason why we're going to rely on the Eid Echad, even though we're worried about the potential happily ever after repercussions? No. Okay, good. Don't worry. That's good. We're going to go into Rishonim, and we'll see. The point is, the Gemara asks this massive question, right? It drops a huge, massive kash on us. Says, oh, wait a second, right? How can we do this? The Gemara says, oh, Eidecha Nelan B'Yisurin. Then the Gemara says, Be'Eidecha Nat Nelan B'Erva, and this Chazik Yisura, right? And then the Gemara says, oh, but Mishum Chomer Shech Marta, you're okay. And you're like, huh?
We're sure the Chomer Shech Marta is all the repercussions of the aid being wrong.
Yeah. Yes. The aid wrong, right? And the kids are moms, or b'chule, b'chule, b'chule. Right? And Mishum Iguna Kilu Be'Rabanan.
And that's in terms of the requirements for aidu.
Maybe. But yeah.
Maybe. Okay. So that was
exactly, right? Meaning the Gemara sort of just says it, but it doesn't explain, right, how that works in the canon. How can we? Right?
Okay, so the question is mechanistically what's going on. Got it.
Right. Right. Meaning what Tila pointed out earlier is that if we're following our normal methodology of understanding Mishum Iguna, what happens? We have an issue, right, which we should be concerned about. We have a counter issue, a way to deal with it, right? And we play the two off each other in order to reach some sort of, sort of shara in the middle. And the reason why we do that is because of Iguna, right? So let's say, normally we'd be worried that the Eid Echad is wrong, let's say, and we want to allow her to remarry anyway. So what we'll do is we'll say, oh, well, if you're wrong, then there are all these bad repercussions. So this way, she'll make sure that the Eid Echad is correct before she gets remarried. And therefore, we should eat right where the Eid Echad Mikra then should allow it. B'di'eved. Well, sorry, L'chatchila, the Rabbanan should come and say, don't do that because that's dangerous, right? Then the Rabbanim come back and say, oh, Mishamiguna, we'll allow you to do it, but we're going to, you know, add a special way of making sure that it's going to work. How are we going to do that? Mishamiguna, right? Because Mishamchomer Shechmarta. Right? Parallel to, we have the Eid Echad who comes and says, oh, it was written Lishma. We want to know Lishma. We would require two Eidim, right? We only require one Eid because of, since Stam Sifri to Daini know what they're doing, we're not really so worried. So we're Machmir and we require one Eid, but only one Eid, right? What's funny here is that we knocked out the Ne'amanos of the Eid Echad. Because we said, oh, but how do we know that we trust the Eid Echad? Okay? So are we assuming, in theory, we could say, oh, well, it happens to be that, you know, the Eid Echad is still Ne'aman, but we're not going to trust, but we have additions, but it doesn't seem that way. But the Gemara hasn't really explained how it's going to work if the Eid Echad is not Ne'aman. Right? Midoraisa, what happens? Midoraisa, shizesh, ina, darsh, bever, pachos, mishnan. So how do we suddenly get out of that? Right? So it seems like somehow Mishamiguna, right, is going to help us get the can we, even though he shouldn't, it seems like we shouldn't be able to. Okay, so what are our shitos? Okay, so Rashi says, here's Rashi. Mishum shchomer shechmarta aleha b'sofa, im ba ba'ala ata, nosin aleha kol hadarei me'elu shebnishnasinu, hekalta aleha b'tchila, lahatir linasei, mipnei shehi chosheshes, shema titkalta, kalkel v'lo minseva ad dibadka shah. Okay? It sounds like from Rashi, right, that the fact of the matter is, because we know she'll check into the situation properly because of the repercussions, we can allow her to remarry. He's not totally clear on exactly how that works, but it basically bases itself on the fact that she's going to investigate, right? So her investigation somehow allows us to rely on the Eid Echad. Okay, so with the Eid Echad, or we have Isha Daika Minsa. Right? She's gonna check into it and before she gets remarried. But how exactly would that work? So so the Gemara adds in a new twist. Bominamer of Sheshes, Eid Echad Biyavama Ma. Right. What's the din of Eid Echad B'Yavam? Taima de Eid Echad Misham Milsa da Avida Le Gluye, because it's something which will be revealed in the future. Lo Meshaker. Ah, maybe an Eid Echad is Neman because what? Because everyone's going to find out what happened. What if the guy comes? We'll all know that he's. That the eight is a liar, right? So how do we... So is the guy going to lie? No, right? Why do we trust two Eidim? Maybe because we have two separate Eidim and their testimony agrees with each other, right? Here, if the guy's alive, he's going to show up, right? So the fact that the guy's not afraid that the guy's going to show up and lie and say, oh, by the way, I'm not dead. Right? Of course he's not going to lie. We can confirm it. It's something which is going to reveal itself if he's lying. So people aren't going to lie on things which, right, will become clear that they're liars.
Right, so how would these logistical justifications override something like Ein Davar She'Be'erva Pachot Mishnayim?
Ah, exactly, right? But still, that just sounds like it shouldn't overcome in the Rishon Rabbah Pachos Mishnah.
It sounds like we're almost creating a new kind of Ne'amanut that's purely logistically based, as opposed to rule-based.
Yeah, right? It sounds like what we're saying is that there are rules for reliability. And there are cases where, you know, if we just know, if we can rely on it, if it just, if it's obvious, then that's okay too. Right? Odilma. Taima de'irecha mishum v'ihi daikol mitzvah. The reason why is because she's going to go and investigate. Right? She's going to hire a private investigator. V'hacha kigon tezimnin demarach malei lo daikol mitzvah. In this case, we happen to think that maybe she won't necessarily go and hire an investigator, so she can't necessarily get remarried. Okay, so how would that work? So the answer to, is exactly what you're suggesting. Well, Tosus rejects it, but this is in fact what we're saying. Well, Tosus actually says clearly it's a combination of these two factors. Right, both that she's going to check into it, and that the if the husband's alive, right, the lie will become very apparent very quickly. Okay, so it says Tosos mitochomer shechmarta leh besofa mira lari deleislon lemeimar anan sahade. He says, don't say that it's anan sahade. What does that mean? Tosos is saying, really, you would have thought, and this is exactly what we're going to see in a minute, the Ritva. Right? Tosus said, don't think what Tehillah is thinking. Ishadai convince himself or Asuye Luye. It is going to be Neman. Is what's called an Anan Sahade. What's an Anan Sahade? It says, we, Bezdin, basically, are the witnesses. Right? Why are we?
Why are you categorizing that under Naaman? Does that make the Ed Naaman, or does that just do something completely different?
It's Naaman, but it has two witnesses. We actually have, which equals two even.
Oh, so it's Ed Echad plus 18. Okay.
So it's basically what happens is it's not even Ed Echad plus 18. It's that. Yeah, well, sort of, actually. It's a good kind of way of saying it, right? We, if something is logically compelling, it's not even logically compelling. It's incontrovertible, right? People won't lie about something which will, you know, become clear that it's a lie in a minute. By the way, is that true anymore? It's true about all people except for politicians. It's true. I mean, politicians will actually lie about things which will become our most adabita the gluya. Like a little bit scary, but they really do. Right? But normally, a most adabita the gluya, something which will become clear that you're lying about, people won't lie about. Right? So, anan sade, we can prove, we can testify, right, as the same thing as to Adam, that he's dead. Because we know, it's not just we think, we know he won't lie about the fact that he's dead, because otherwise the guy will show up, right? And we'll know he's lying. And people don't lie about things which you can easily check and find out is false. And therefore, he's Naaman, right? Not just Naaman as an Edechad, he's Naaman as two Edim, right? Because Edar Shara Apostles were saying, but here we do have two Edim.
Okay, so can I clarify something?
Yeah.
It's not that the logistical likelihood changes the rules of Naaman, it's that the logistical likelihood compels the Beit Din into an Anzahade, making it a second Ed and still working within the rules of Edu.
Basically, yeah. Meaning the point is that we're working within the rules because we formally have to aid them, even though physically we don't.
Okay.
It's a little bit, I mean, the question of is Anan Sade dependent on convincing Bendit, or is Anan Sade saying that in cases where the evidence is overwhelming, then you don't even need witnesses?
Okay, but if you don't need witnesses, then you have an issue of Ein Devar She'Be'er V'Pachot Mishnayim. You need to formally have two.
We have the formal equivalent. It's an interesting question whether the formal equivalency is because Bendit is the Eidim, right? Or because Ed Echad counts as two if he's absolutely convincing. It's a Hakira in Eidos, which hopefully maybe we'll get to. Is Eid Echad, when we believe the Eid Echad, is it because he's convinced us? Or because, we, you know, Bezdin are accepting his Eidos, is it as two of them, Bezdin are, you know, they, is that not sadly that his Eidos is so compelling, or that by convincing Bezdin, Bezdin are testifying, you know, that this is the Messias. Okay? But then what were we saying? How do we get around it? We're using Mishum Aguna, right? We are going to rely on the Isha Daiko Mitzvah, or Asu the Guyan. Okay? So why do we believe him? Because he's actually them, right? Because most of the Asu the Guyan, Isha Daiko Mitzvah, and Nan Sadi, and therefore, Me'ikar Hadin, we can rely on them. So why are we being Machmir Rabbi Sofa? Right? In order to get Isha Daiko Mitzvah. Right? It allows us to have a force multiplier. And why? And what is Mishum Aguna and Kilu Be'Rabbanan? Right? Normally, it sounds two options. One is, that's why we leveraged our abilities. We leveraged our abilities as the Rabbanan in order to create the Chumrah, the Sofa, in order to make sure that we have the necessary Ne'emanos to get our Anan Tzadik. Right? What we're doing is we're saying, okay, we need to get to the can, right? We actually get there, and we're getting there, right, by leveraging all the possible ne'emanos and investigative potential that we have at our abilities to get to actual Anan Tzadik that she's now. Okay? And so like, an interesting formulation of this is the Ritva. Let's get down to the Ritva. Okay. Amitel chomer shechmarta aleha besofa ikalt aleha betchilasa. Tema, milsa heich samchul chachanim lahatir mipnei zeh isra ish ish. Chomor sheinu minator bepachos mishnayim. V'yesh mefarshim, dafkin rabbanan mitz. Kudish mineda sarashba, v'lo mechover l'rabbeinu. V'yesh lomar dekim lehu l'rabbanan de milsa da'avide ligluye shechmarta aleha besofa kol kach. Right, we're so machnir on here at the end. V'adai kushta kamasim V'chidayko mitzvah b'din mitzvah, right? B'din mitzvah. Me'ikra hadim, she can get remarried. V'anan sahadei b'milza, u'pirsum kazeh, nechshav b'chol makom ke'itos gmura, v'afilu mid'oraisa. V'akasav masro lechachamim ladas, izu davar mefursam v'nikar devar emas, shehi chovas achashu ke'itos. Right? Alma idos eidachot shenemon kishnayim be'idos isha de'oraisahi. Okay? What's happening? Says the Ritva, right? We're so convinced that we actually have two edim. This is the de'oraisa equivalent of two edim. Right? Okay. So then, our kanami is yes, we can. Because we have genuine nemons. Okay, so this is the shita of the ritual. Okay. And it's very respect, we like the ritual a lot, and we're very happy. What's the problem? What did Toso say? Toso said, don't think it's an Anan Tzadik. Huh? Okay, so Toso said, don't think it's an Anan Tzadik. It's not good enough. Right, still only an 8 effort. So how can we be matir? So Tosos and the Rajba have two different answers. Okay, sorry. Okay. Lace lan the meimar anan sadi daiko mitzvah v'neman erechad b'kach min haTorah. Don't think like the Ritva. Ela mitakanas chachamim hu d'neman ve'in ze akira davar min haTorah kivan shedome hadavar hagun lahamin kimo shefarish lekaman b'pirkin shebedavar sheish k'tzas tam v'smach lo chashiv oker min davar min haTorah. Wow. Right? What's the Rija say?
Right? Ikila Barabanan is giving Ed Neman, Ed Echad Nemani, or he shouldn't have it.
Not even. Even more than that. You're right when you say more than that. Not only he shouldn't have it, but he doesn't have it.
Right.
Okay. Right? Tosa says, not Nemani at all. He really isn't. Right? But what? Says Tosos, even though he's not Nemon formally we can't trust him. Tosos says, yeah, Chachamim, lack of government.
But I thought he says it's not okay.
So he says, but we have a problem, because there's a big sugya about Yishkoach Be'achon Lachar Dem Minah Torah, and what's the Gemara say there? The Gemara is Mesukot, whether or not you can be Oker B'chol Mi'aseh. Can you tell people not only to not do a mitzvah, but to violate an issur? So the Ri says, that question is only if in a case where it's not domeh to the Doraisa. But as long as you have a tzas tam, as long as you have like a good svara to why this is fundamentally compatible, even if it's formally not, the chachamim can do it, and it's not considered being oker d'amanat Torah b'kum b'yaseh. Okay, so basically, the Rebbe says he's not neman, and the chachamim can we? The answer is we can, but not because we really can, right? We can't, but we're using the Chachamim are using their special powers to be Matir Mishum Aguna. Right? So here, Mishum Aguna in Kilu Be Rabbanan is saying what? The Rabbanan, it's not that all the Rabbanan did stuff, right, to allow, you know, would we do it, should we do it, how would we do it, right? It's a number three. They're interfering with bin number three, right, and saying, oh, you know, we're going to make it possible, right? Here, fundamentally, it is possible, right? You need to organize things such that we get an anansadi, but ultimately, Neman Midaraisa. And three, no, it's not Neman Midaraisa. The Chachamim are being okered of a Minotaur. Okay, and now, the Rajba has a slightly less extreme formulation. The Rajba is like very interesting. The Rajba sort of plays both sides against the middle. In the Gemara in Ksuvis, basically says that the Rabbanan could be Mafia Kiddushin. Okay, so what happens? He says, oh, where else do we see that? In our Gemara, Samcha Ahemnusa De'ed, the afilu begoy meisiach lifi tumo, v'ikar time of the chod the mekadesh adai the rabbanu mekadesh afkin rabbanu kiddushin minei. Why can we trust this ed echad? Because of chod of the rabbanu have the power to be mafkia kiddushin. Okay, if that's true, then why? You know what? If so, then b'di'eved, if we were mafkia kiddushin, shouldn't we say that there's no mamzer? Because she isn't married. He says, no, we don't really do that.
But it's a mamzer to Rabbanan.
So what he says is, no, it would even be a Rabbanan. So the mamzer, from the first guy, it's mamzer to Rabbanan. From the second one, it's mamzer to Raisa, because she's really married to the first guy. Right? So he says, oh, okay, why is that? Hainu taima, misham de lo afki inan Rabbanan le kidushe le gamri. He says, in the parallel case in Ksuvis, we're not actually mafkia either. We're using our ability to be mafkia as leverage to get the guy not to mevatel his get. Here, we're using the potential for hafka as leverage for us to allow you to get remarried, since we could be mafkia, right? We can tell you to get remarried, even though we only have eidah. If it turns out to be wrong, we're not being mafkia. Basically, he's pulling it back up to the biyado, which came up in the Gemara, as, oh, when do we trust Erechad? When it's biyado, right? So the Rashi was saying, using Afkin Rabban like Yidushe Mine, we can create a fake biyado, right? As a biyado to create MR, basically. He says, we're not actually going to be mafkia kiddushin. In fact, Raja says we're almost never mafkia kiddushin. What we do is we use the potential to be mafkia kiddushin as a way to allow you to rely on the Erechad, even though the Raisa is not MR. Why? Migu that we could tell you we could be mafkia, right? And biyadlo to be mafkia. Rabbanan also never to say trust the Erechad, okay? Which is kind of crazy. But again, what are we doing? Really, you can't, right? We can't do whatever it is we want to do, and we're coming and we're using our rabbinic powers to allow. Mishumaguna yikilu be'rabbanan in this case, says the Rajman of Lee, is actually us taking our power as the Rabbanan, and creating the means with which to be matir v'aguna. Right? As opposed to the Ritva, who says, Mishum aguna is a reason why we're going to create the circumstances such that we can be matir. But ultimately, the can we is, yes, we can, because we have an anansah. Right? Mishum aguna is the how we're doing it, right? We're doing machmir in this case so that we have sufficient counter pressure, so that we create sufficient nemanos, right? Of Isha Daiko Mitzvah and is us in the Bluye, and put it together, we have an Anzak. Right? So here, Mishum Aguna Kilu Be'Rabbanan is a reason why we're setting up a case where we have an Anzak. Right? But ultimately, our Pula comes from Vekam Yom Anzak. It's Daraisa. The other side is it's huge chiddush. We're saying Mishum Aguna Kilu Be'Rabbanan, and we're overcoming the Doraisa problem either because we're leveraging our ability to use Afkinu. We're not actually using Afkinu, but we're leveraging it to create Ne'amanos. Or, says Tosos, no, we're just being okay down in the Torah. Right? Which is crazy. Basically, Chazal saw a need to be okay with the fact that Ein Darash Ever Pachus Mishnayim, in this case, Mishum Aguna, right? They said basically we need to help this lady out, and we have this Eid Echad that the husband's dead. So we believe the Eid Echad, but halachically we're only allowed to rely on two witnesses, but we don't have that, right? So says the Reed, Yeshkalach Yach Chachamim Lacher Gerim Torah, the Chachamim can come and override, right, the din, in this case, and allow her to remarry, even though the Ikra did she can't. Why? Because there is a time, right? Logically speaking, we have an aid that he's dead, so it makes sense, right? Formally, we need two aidim. We only have one. The Rabbanan can come and say, if there's a time with Dabar, if we have good reason to do so, they can be okay governed in the Torah, right? Which is crazy, right? And that's like a huge, huge statement. And why? Because Mishum Aguna Hikilu Be'Rabbanan, right? But it's entirely based on our judicial activism, essentially. Okay. All right. So next year. We have two options for next year. Next year can be about Eidach Anema Bisurin and Anansad, and the question of, right, what is the basis and the differences between an Eid Echad and two Eidim? when do we believe in Yedei Ahav? Or we could talk about Yesh Koach Be'ach Chachamim Ma'akar Rabbanan Torah. Which do you prefer?
They both sound great. I want to hear more about the second.
Okay. That's,
yeah.